This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Syrian Kurdish-led forces and Turkey are exchanging blame for fighting that has rattled a U.S.-brokered ceasefire in northeastern Syria. The Kurds are appealing to U.S. Vice President Mike Pence to enforce the deal. The Syrian Democratic Forces say Turkey has failed to abide by the deal, refusing to lift the siege of a key border town. Turkey's defense ministry says it is completely abiding by the accord. U.S. President Donald Trump is backing his acting chief of staff after remarks this week that undermined the administration's defense in the impeachment probe. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Mick Mulvaney told reporters the administration withheld aid to Ukraine while pushing it to investigate the 2016 election.
And that's why we held up the money.
Essentially acknowledging what the president's been denying for weeks.
There is no pro quo.
Hours later, Mulvaney claimed that's what he'd said. The president's on his side.
I think he clarified it.
But Republican Congressman Francis Rooney says it's not an etch-a-sketch. Mulvaney's statement cannot just be undone. With others also worried, House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy's trying to contain the fallout.
I think Mick Mulvaney clarified his statement to be very clear.
That there was not a quid pro quo, which is what McCarthy says witnesses in the impeachment probe have been saying behind closed doors. Sagar Magani at the White House.
At a time when hate crimes are on the rise in the United States, federal prosecutions of such offenses have declined sharply under the administration of President Trump, according to data released this week by the Justice Department. Since the enactment of a landmark federal hate crimes law 10 years ago, federal prosecutors have charged more than 330 people with hate crime offenses, including more than 70 people during the past 3 years, according to the Justice Department. For more on this, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he hopes lawmakers will go ahead with a vote on Saturday on the divorce deal he struck this week with the European Union. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson is putting his last-minute Brexit deal to a vote in an extraordinary sitting of the British Parliament on Saturday. More than 3 years since the UK voted to leave the European project, Johnson hopes to win Parliament's approval for the divorce treaty he struck in Brussels on Thursday.
The House will need no reminding that this is the second deal and the fourth vote, 3.5 years after the nation voted for Brexit.
Britain's opposition Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says the people should have the final say on Brexit, adding that his lawmakers would not back Johnson's withdrawal deal.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither reporting. Lebanon's influential Hezbollah leader says he doesn't support the government's resignation amid nationwide protests calling for politicians to step down over a deepening economic crisis. Hassan Nasrallah says calls for the current National Unity government to resign are a waste of time, since the same political groups will haggle over forming a new one. Lebanon's prime minister gave his partners in government a 72-hour ultimatum to come up with convincing solutions amid the pressures. Hong Kong police will bring offenders to justice regardless of their motive, background, or political stance, said a police officer at a press conference Friday in Hong Kong. Kong Wing Chung, senior superintendent of Hong Kong Police Department of Public Relations, said the violence used by rioters has been escalating and reached an alarming level over the past 4 months, putting Hong Kong into a chaotic and panic situation.
As Hong Kong approaches its 20th straight week of anti-government protests, it's clear that no one is budging one inch. The city's chief executive, Carrie Lam, has held firm against the protests, provoking calls for her resignation. And protesters are refusing to back down from their five demands, which include universal suffrage, an investigation of police violence, amnesties for protesters, and the full official withdrawal of the spark that lit the fires of dissent at the beginning of this year, a now withdrawn extradition bill that would allow mainland China to try people arrested in Hong Kong. Anita Paul, VOA News, Hong Kong.
South Sudan's opposition leader, Riek Machar, returned to his country Saturday. He is scheduled to meet with President Salva Kiir in a bid to form a unity government. The two leaders have less than a month to finalize the deal, according to a peace agreement signed a year ago. Two female astronauts made history Friday at the International Space Station, completing the first all-woman spacewalk in NASA's history. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.